Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Following an announcement by President Donald Trump declaring the United States' commitment to Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said Tuesday he's not yet made a decision on how many troops to send to the South Asian country. Speaking from Baghdad, Mattis said he's consulting with Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and will make the decision based on his plan. In an evening address from a military base outside Washington Monday, Trump said that he would not talk about numbers of troops or plans for further military activities, unveiling a condition-based approach to defeating terrorism in Afghanistan without going into detail. The president has approved up to 4,000 more U.S. troops in Afghanistan, according to sources speaking on condition they not be named. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Tuesday Islamic State's days are numbered, while cautioning that defeating the militant group is not imminent. Mattis spoke to reporters before flying to Baghdad for an unannounced visit to meet with Iraqi government leaders and U.S. commanders. In his meetings, the Pentagon chief was expected to discuss future strategies for stabilizing Iraq. He told reporters that objective is not going to happen overnight, and that the process will be difficult going forward. U.S. forces have been leading a coalition of countries conducting military operations in support of Iraq's military since August 2014, after Islamic State fighters swept through large areas of the country. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.